Why you gotta show up in an old t-shirt that I love? Why you gotta tell me that I'm looking good? Don't know.
Country 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Downsville, Pepin. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Brian Clark. Describing the three U.S. strikes on Iranian nuclear facilities, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said,
"It was an incredible and overwhelming success."
And General Dan Kane, chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, told reporters of that same Pentagon briefing,
"This mission demonstrates the unmatched reach, coordination, and capability of the United States military. In just a matter of weeks, this went from strategic planning to global execution."
They said the bombing was not about regime change and that the strikes involved B-2 bombers in their longest mission since 2001, deploying more than a dozen bunker buster bombs and more than two dozen Tomahawk missiles launched from a U.S. submarine. President Trump said last night,
"Iran, the bully of the Middle East, must now make peace. If they do not, future attacks will be far greater and a lot easier."
This is ABC News. A man who revolutionized American commerce has died. Fred Smith, who founded Federal Express, which began operations in 1973, has died at 80. The Memphis-based company now averages 17 million shipments per business day. Smith stepped down as FedEx CEO in 2022. He remained its executive chairman. New warnings about skin cancer as summer heats up, especially for people of color. They're underdiagnosed, says dermatologist Dr. Janine Downey. She says for everybody,
people themselves need to know that these skin cancers are not just on the skin. They're under the nails. Wow. They can be in the genital area. Wow. They can be in unusual places. And so I tell my patients that it's really important that they come in and they get a look.
Tonight, it's Game 7 of the NBA Finals for the first time since 2016. It's the Oklahoma City Thunder hosting the Indiana Pacers at 8 Eastern on ABC. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Jane has 150,000 miles on her truck. And she's proud of that. Jane's secret, AutoZone, where friendly AutoZoners help her find the right parts. Jane's brother, Josh, only cares that his car starts and goes. But when it doesn't, he also goes to AutoZone, where friendly AutoZoners help with free services. No hassles, just help. Everything you need, nothing you don't.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a lineman, he does whatever it takes to keep the power on in his community. And he wants a partner like Grainger, who does the same. Grainger offers the professional-grade products he needs, from voltage detectors to harnesses to hard hats, plus fast, dependable delivery, so he can rise to every challenge. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you having a party or event and need a place to rent? Well, why not try the Riverview Community and Senior Center in Durand? That's right. The Riverview Community Center is available to rent for individuals or groups. The center has a kitchen, tables, and chairs that you can use for your event. There's parking for your guests, and the cost is very affordable. A minimum of 2 hours is required. Call 672-4101 for availability. The Riverview Community and Senior Center, 606 West Madison Street, Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Extreme heat warning remains in effect for your Sunday. Sunshine, highs in the upper 90s. The heat index, though, approaching 105 thanks to all the humidity drawn in on south winds gusting around 30 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear. Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 82.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Is your father, yeah. You can find some grown-up friends, drink some wine in California, but even if you cut it shorter, you'll always have long blonde hair, you'll always be Memphis Queen, you'll always be my first time in New Orleans. No matter where I go, no matter what I do, I'll never in the city, like your folks ain't from Mississippi, yeah. You probably got an office view, wearing those skirts you always hated, yeah, you're so sophisticated, but I bet you when you drink too much, I bet you think about back when, I really hope you're happy now, I'm really glad I knew you then.
AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Brian Winnikins from the Buffalo County Dairy Breakfast. And once again, good morning. And thank you to our sponsors, including Martin Transport of Mondovi, Wisconsin Credit Union, Compeer Financial, Pierce Pepin Co-op Services, Tractor Central, Security Financial Bank, Elsevia Co-op, and Comro Sales and Service. Come on out to Rotering Ridge Beef and Dairy, just outside of Wamondi and Cochrane. And joining us, Nessa Knoll. She is the 2025 Buffalo County Dairy Princess. And Nessa, thanks for joining us. So what school do you go to?
I go to Elma.
Okay, what grade are you in?
I'm a junior.
Okay, well, what made you decide to run for Dairy Princess?
I wanted to run for Dairy Princess just to get more people to drink dairy.
Okay, now, do you live on a dairy farm?
I do.
Okay, tell us about the farm.
I live on 110. We milk about 110 dairy cows. It's up on the Buena Vista by the park.
What kind of cows? I always ask, you know, is Holsteins, Jerseys. What do you have?
We have Holsteins, and then we also have some Ayrshires.
Oh, okay. Well, that works. So, when you're done with school, with high school at least, what do you want to go to college? You want to stay on the farm? What do you want to do?
I plan to go somewhere and get my degree for K-12 teaching.
Oh. Okay. Maybe be an FFA instructor?
Maybe.
Okay, all right. Well, again, congratulations on being this year's Dairy Princess. You guys are doing some stuff over by with face painting in Wamondi. But again, thanks for being out here today. We saw you yesterday even at Pepin County, too, so you've kind of been making the circuit.
Yep.
All right. Nessa Knoll, she is the 2025 Buffalo County Dairy Princess here at the Buffalo County Fair. Come on out and join us. I'm Brian Winnikins on WRDN.
Every morning I watch you walk into the office in your business suit and matching shoes. With your hair put up neatly, you tug at your glasses and you sit down just three desks down. And I watch you in the fluorescent glare, and my mind drifts away somewhere. And I see you in a different light, and your hair falling down with love in your eyes. In my mind, you're a beautiful sight. I see you in a different light, just the way last night. Well, there's girls at the office, the guys always notice when they walk by, but you're not the type. They don't know what I know, how some things just don't show. Tailored tweeds, that's fine with me. Let them all think what they want to. As for me, when I look at you, I see you in a different light. Your hair falling down with love in your.
Locally. Listen locally. Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Looking back now, well, it makes me laugh. We were growing our hair, we were cutting class. Knew it all already, there was nothing to learn. We were striking matches just to watch them burn. Listen to our music just a little too loud. We were hanging in there with the outcast crowd. Heading to the rapids with some discount beer. It was a long train trestle, but we had no fear. T-shirts and our typically bad attitude. Had no excuses for the things that we'd done. We were brave, we were crazy, we were mostly young. Young. Talked a good game when we were out with the guys, but in the back seat we were awkward and shy.
Girls were a mystery that we couldn't explain. And I guess there are some things that are never gonna change. Man, I don't know where the time goes, but it sure goes fast. Just like that, we were wannabe rebels that didn't have a clue. And our rock and roll t-shirts and our typically bad attitude. For the things that we've done, we were brave, we were crazy, we were mostly young. 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 Yeah, wishing we were older. Young. Hey, I wish it wasn't over.
Country 1430.
Stars are gonna light up a midnight sky. The sun's gonna burn on the 4th of July. Tides are gonna turn with the pull of the moon. And I'm gonna love you.
Birds will fly south when the winter comes. Snow's gonna fall and rivers gonna run. April's gonna rain and flowers gonna bloom. And
shake every now and then. Some runaway roads are gonna dead end. And on those days when the world feels cruel, I'm gonna love you. Yeah. Time's gonna put a few lines on our face.
We can cover it up, but hair's gonna gray.
Life's gonna fly and be gone too soon. And I'm gonna love you.
Cody Johnson, Carrie Underwood, and I'm going to love you. Welcome, it's Andrew J., and I hope you're having a great weekend. Our first official weekend of summer. Hope you got out and enjoyed a little bit. Stick around, Toby Keith coming up.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
June is Dairy Month. Did you know that dairy farmers milk cows every day, usually two or three times per day? Before and after milking, the cow's udder is washed with a disinfectant solution, and the milking equipment is washed, rinsed, and sanitized between milkings to ensure quality milk. Thank you, dairy farmers, for all of your hard work. This June Dairy Month message is brought to you by the Pierce Pepin Co-op. Discover the power of your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Pierce Pepin Co-op, your source of power and information.
Our community, it's where we live, it's where we work. And as your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, we know our community isn't just important, it's everything. Which is why we're grateful for your trust to provide the energy you need every day. Because for us, there's nothing more important than giving you the power to power on.
Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Are you over 50 and constantly feeling tired, bloated, or just a little off? Don't ignore it. Those could be signs that your liver is crying for help. As we age, our liver, which is essential for metabolism, digestion, immunity, and detoxification, needs extra support and protection. If neglected, it can leave you feeling sluggish and constantly off your game. That's where Active Liver from New Nordic comes in. Available in easy-to-take tablets or delicious gummies, Active Liver combines powerful natural ingredients like turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract to help support healthy liver function. With Active Liver, you're giving your body an essential daily defense against toxins from alcohol, fatty foods, and sweets, helping you reclaim your energy, improve digestion, lose the bloat, and strengthen your immunity so you can look and feel your best again. Protect your liver and give it the support that it deserves by making Active Liver from New Nordic part of your daily wellness routine. Find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery, or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GARAGE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GARAGE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code GARAGE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
She said, I've seen you in here before. I said, I've been here a time or two. She said, hello, my name is Bobby Joe. Meet my twin sister, Betty Lou. And we're both feeling kind. You're the only cowboy in this place. And if you're up for a rodeo, I'll put a big Texas smile on your face. I said, girls, I ain't as good as I once was. I got a few years on me now. But there was a time back in my prime when I could really. As I ever was. best friend Dave. I've known him since we were kids at school. Last night he had a few shots, got in a tight spot, hustling a game of pool with a couple of redneck boys, one great big fat biker man. I heard David yell across the room, "Hey buddy, how about a helping hand?" I said, "Dave, I ain't as good as I once was. My, how the years have flown. But there was a time back in my prime when I could really hold my own. If you want to fight tonight, guess those boys don't look all that tough. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. I used to be hell on wheels back when I was a younger man. Now my body says that you can't do this, boy, but my pride says, oh yes, you can. As good as I once was. That's just the cold hard truth. I still throw a few back, talk a little smack when I'm feeling bulletproof. So don't double dog dare me now, 'cause I'd have to call your bluff. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. May not be good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was.
Have a nonprofit event you'd like to mention? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to wrdn1430@gmail.com.
I don't know who broke up with who, but she's in here chasing tequila with high noon. Don't know how long she's been moving on. Maybe 5 weeks or 5 minutes, but it can't be too long. And we did that what's your name thing. Where you from and what's your favorite drink? She said, shut up, come and dance with me. And now she's singing, girls just wanna have fun at the top of her lungs. Don't even know she about to wreck someone. And boys, I'm in trouble now. Ain't even trying to get out. So come on, baby, take me down, down, down. Probably be the one that got away. But right now I'm taking every second I can take. So we keep talking and we keep drinking, oh, and I keep falling. And she keeps on singing, girls just wanna have fun at the top of her lungs. Don't even know she about to wreck someone. And boys, I'm in trouble now. Ain't even trying to get out. So come on, take me down, 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 yeah. Don't know what happened tonight. Don't know what happened last week. Don't know what happened to her. But she about to happen to me. Oh, we keep on talking.
It's 8:30. You're listening to Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Time now for Strength for Today, a Bible teaching message and ministry from Pastor Doug Vick of the First Baptist Church of Duran.
Good morning to our WRDN audience. We have Dr. Scott Jones with us this morning at First Baptist of Duran and his wife, Robin. And Scott is the missions director for the Wisconsin Fellowship of Baptist Churches, of which Duran is a member. And he has just given a very good presentation on the WFBC during our Sunday school hour. And now he is going to come and open the Word of God to us. So, Scott, if you would, please.
I'll encourage you to open your Bibles to Genesis 22. And as I was thinking about what to share on Father's Day, I try to be topical when I can. Believe it or not, I had the courage to do Proverbs 31 on Mother's Day and enjoy that time. That was at Holman Baptist. And we have a lot to be thankful for and what God created in the family. And you see, if you look at Abraham's family, that's the one you'll find in Genesis 22, that, well, for talk about fathers, that there's a whole lot of people that call him Father Abraham, aren't there? And he's kind of in some ways, a cautionary tale, things that can trip us up and distract us and lead us astray, but also in some great ways. He was faithful and used of God in a way that not only affected his world and his family, but so many of us since then. And we'll talk particularly from this chapter about how his obedience can be used to encourage and to help us. And let me just preface this. We're going to read some of the scripture and then pray. But just want to remind you, talk about being a father. Here's a man later, much later in years, with this promise of having children, and yet having such a struggle in the home. And if you're not really familiar with the story, I really encourage you to start reading Genesis 12. And by the time you get to 22, he's gone through a lot, including having a child. It's just not the way God wanted him to have the child, with a handmaid instead of with his wife Sarah. But he loved that boy. And you come to this part of the story, and he has had to send Ishmael away, and broke his heart to do that. But he had to do that and be faithful. So the struggle and loss of becoming a parent, now he has the miracle baby, this child. Isaac has been born, and he's grown. We're not sure how much. I kind of picture a teenager here at this age. And I'm going to read for you the first 10 verses of Genesis 22. Again, I hope you know the story well, but can you pretend for a little bit that you don't? Can you, as we read it, imagine that you don't know what's going to happen? Because Abraham didn't know what was going to happen. And we don't know what's going to happen in our lives coming up, and how God will meet our needs and direct us and use us, and we don't know. But imagine going through just an incredible thing for a father. Genesis chapter 22. It came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham. And he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. Let's stop and think of that. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son and clave the wood for the burnt offering and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, My father. And he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went, both of them together. And they came to the place which God had told him of, and Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. I was going to stop there, but he can possibly stop there, can't I? Let's read verse 11. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him, for now I know. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. Lord, we ask now that you would remind us from your word of that wonderful gift that you gave to us, your only begotten son. And Lord, we call you Father. We thank you that you have opened that relationship to us through the sacrifice that your son made. Lord, help us to relate to you as children to a father, a loving father. Unlike any of us here today, you're a perfect father. And we just pray that you would help us to appreciate the need, appreciate the opportunity we have to obey you. And as we obey you, to show our love for you. I pray that we demonstrate our faith, that your love would be known not only to us, but to people around us who know us and hear it from us and see the difference it makes in our lives. Again, we thank you for your love and the opportunity being present today, that you would guide from your scripture and our submission to your Holy Spirit, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you're a father, can you just imagine what you would do if you had a child and had this calling upon you, just whatever it would be. Obviously, it would be something different in our lives, but the most difficult thing that God could legitimately ask you to do, and how you would respond and what you would do. Now, maybe you don't identify with being a father as well as being that teenager, being that child. To follow dad, he's got a couple questions, but not nearly as many as he could have had. And the demonstration that Isaac gave of his own obedience, we're going to look at each of them and see how the Lord not only used them there and then and throughout history, but for us here today, what the meaning of this obedience is. Have you ever done one of those paint by the numbers? I can't believe they're still around. That seemed like something that should have gone away a long time ago or something. But well, now that they can have them on a computer screen too, where they'll be all the numbers and you go put your colors in there with the designated numbers. And I wished I was an artist for a while. I had the stuff, you know, that as you get it all and you try painting something, and what do you know, it doesn't look like anything when you're done. Part of the reason it doesn't look like anything is because there were no numbers. I was trying to be creative. The thing is, my creation didn't look like anything when I was done, so I would have been better off with some direction. We used to have the dot to dot. You remember, you go from dot to dot and outline it, you end up with something if you actually followed the dots and did it in the right order and did the instructions and all the things that you were supposed to do, following instructions carefully. I suppose that could be true of a new recipe that you might try. They served it to you and it was delicious, and now you're going to make it. Are you going to switch something up? Are you going to change it? Are you going to do it a little different? Sometimes we do, and it doesn't come out quite the same, does it? Other things come to us, some assembly required. And sometimes there's a wonderful set of directions, maybe not written by somebody who knows English, but anyhow, we got these directions, and somehow you go, look at all the pictures and all the little nuts and bolts and funny little tools and come out with whatever it's supposed to be. Maybe it's going to be something different when you're done with it. But our ability to make The desired thing depends on our adherence, our obedience to our instructions. And Genesis 22 points out maybe the most beautiful and clear picture of God's sacrifice of his beloved and only Son, Jesus Christ. But even that masterpiece is only a secondary theme in this chapter. Because you see, the picture would not have turned out if Abraham or Isaac had not played their parts and done it by the numbers. They needed to do just what God said, not kind of what God said, or whenever they felt like it. It had to be obedience. And there's only one kind of obedience, isn't there? Total, immediate, willing service to our Lord. Now, their obedience in the hardest thing that either of them or any of us could be asked to do. And I'm trying to make a comparison today, like sending your child to a mission field or something like that. I know in some families that's been a real struggle, parent and God. Oh, we have a dear friend. We're going to stay with him next week. And I just thought of her giving up a precious daughter of hers to go to China. And she's ministering there. And they have been able to stay when a lot of people have had to leave. But part of that is by not coming home for long stretches of time because you might not be able to get back in. But the Lord has just blessed that sacrifice that parent made. But, you know, we should be challenged by both of these characters, the Father and the Son. And we should be likewise obedient and examples for others. First of all, let's look at Abraham's obedience very particularly. He's his beloved son. We see that immediately here. God knows exactly what Abraham loves. God knows what I love. He knows what you love. And a lot of people around you, a lot of people around me can see what we love too from our actions. Thing is, we often love what we're doing when God calls us to do something else. He says it's time to change. It's time for you to follow in this direction, or God has laid something upon your heart. It doesn't mean you're tired of doing that other thing. In fact, once I have to leave it, I kind of really like that thing I was doing. Like, now I've got to let go of that, and I don't even know how this other thing's going to work out. In different ways that shows up in our life, but the fact is, time and again, we'll have the opportunity to choose and to demonstrate whether it's ourselves that we love or our God that we truly love. Who do we love most? Now, we don't sin because we're obligated to do it. It's not, I just had to sin, I just had to do that wrong thing. No, we sin because we love it. We sin because we make that choice of loves. A great many questions that Abraham could have asked for the Lord. Do we get instructions? A lot of times we have questions. Now, what a hard thing. What a drastic test that Abraham was put under. You or I, we might have said, what kind of God are you to ask me to sacrifice my son? This child is my promise. This is my promise from you. And you want me to just burn it up? Why don't you kill him yourself? Would you tell God that? Why don't you do it? How could you ask me to do it? Now, he uses the word tempting there. We understand in the language today, we would better understand that as trying or testing. So we've used the word differently over time here now, because it's not a matter. God does not present us with temptations in the sense of an opportunity to fail. God isn't trying to trip us up or say, oh, he's going to blow it this time. That's not our relationship with God. No, he gives us a chance to prove our faith. He gives us a chance to prove our love. And even though it's a trial, we can be thankful for it. How can we show God? We can't show him enough love. But through our trials, we can show him one that really can make a difference in some other lives as well. Someone has as well said that our faith is not really tested until God asks us to bear what seems unbearable, to do what seems unreasonable, and to expect what seems impossible. Every obstacle, every adversity is an opportunity to prove the strength of our love through endurance and obedience. Those things often come together, don't they? So he just did it. No argument. Is the Bible missing some verses here? Are we going to get to heaven and find out there was a row? No. Abraham just obeyed. Incredible act of faith. He made no excuses or delays. Would you be up early the next morning? I would have remembered a dentist appointment or something the next day. Then the next day something, you know, you're not going to get away with that with God, of course. Then he took that journey. 3-day journey. Every step of that trip must have been a conscious and terrible effort on the part of that father. You and I are also on a long journey to total sacrifice. We say we're willing to give our life to the Lord. Well, you're not just giving him the past, you're giving him the future. You're giving him tomorrow. And you say you're going to obey God? Well, you got to keep doing it as long as he leaves you here. It's a journey, and he decides how long. You know, we could well ask, how could Abraham even begin to do it? It just starts out the next morning. How do you even start that trip? I'll tell you how he started. He began by leaving Ur. That's where God called him. He didn't even know God, but he followed him to a land he didn't know anything about. Then he had to stop and bury his dad in Haran. And then he had to leave Haran after he buried his dad, so he had to obey again. He began by leaving Ur and then Haran, and then in a drought, he'd gone down to Egypt, but he had to leave Egypt too. He had to follow God in that case and be obedient. And when it came time to send his firstborn, his son, to send Ishmael away, that's where Abraham began to obey. That's where he began this journey. Our obediences are going to build on one another. Even, as I said, with a broken heart, great steps of obedience can only follow many little ones. I give you a clue because I find it in Hebrews chapter 11 where it talks about Abraham's faith. It says he apparently had the idea in his head that he could go through with this and sacrifice his child and God would raise him up again. Wow. Well, does that help you out a whole lot? Well, it's not nothing. But, you know, he'd never seen anybody resurrected from that. It hadn't happened yet. It happened first for Elijah. And that's a neat story. I preached about that not too long ago. The first person resurrected from the dead. That was a long time after Isaac. But that was an excellent step of faith, even anyway. And then you think of a father-son relationship. How would Isaac have responded after he was brought back to life? You know, it's hard to do things when we fear that they'll make our kids hate us. We still have to do some of those things, don't we? I can just hear Isaac someday saying, "Dad, I'd say, Dad, remember that time you killed me?" But what they did was worship. It's spelled out for us in verse 5. Abraham said to his young man, "Abide ye here with the ass. I and the lad will go yonder and worship." Then the statement of faith has come again to you. It implies that they'll both be coming back, which wasn't really, he didn't know that. But in addition to the bowing, the prayers, the sacrifices that are expressed by that word worship. It's used 9 times in Scripture for a commitment to obedience or a promise or a submission. That's how we worship. Abraham said, we go to obey. Perhaps you've come here to worship in the same sense, to obey God. Some people feel like they haven't really worshiped unless they've drummed up some religious emotions. But the fact is that no one has worshiped God if they haven't obeyed God. It's the same thing. He's not worshiped in disobedience. Let's go. I did read verse 12 already, but I'll remind you of it. And he says, the angel, now lay not thine hand upon him, neither do thou anything unto him, for now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. Obedience demonstrates fear, because it must begin with the fear of the Lord. We're not going to obey just because we figured it out. It's going to be because we fear God. And that's where it has to start. When we are in a hard position to obey, when it seems to hurt too much to do the right thing or deny ourselves, our pleasures too much, how are we going to do the right thing? Can I encourage you to work on your fear of the Lord? You're struggling with an obedience, struggling with a bad habit or something like that. Think about fearing God. Think about 3 truths that'll help you to fear God. First of all, who God is. Who are we dealing with here? We know he's the one we have to obey. Well, who is he? The scripture teaches us of his glory and holiness and his position as head of this universe. That's who we're dealing with. And that's the highest motivation. I'm going to do what's right, not for blessing or whatever else, but because it's God. I have to do what God says. Secondly, encourage and grow your fear as you think about what God has done for you. And think of his greatness and his perfect wisdom. And together we observe communion, thinking about what he's done for us and what a gift that is to give us that reminder and that tangible reminder too, why we should fear and obey God. Sometimes we get down to our third help on fearing God, though, and that is, again, from God's scripture, it's difficult to obey. Remember how God punishes. Could Abraham have possibly kept that child if he withheld him from God? Does he have any way of giving that boy his next breath of life? No. I can't begin to tell you what God would do if Abraham hadn't been faithful. I don't know if it would have been a chapter in the Bible or not if he hadn't. But this is why we're given the scriptures. They tell us all about God, all about what he's done, and how to love and obey him. Do you need your Bible? None of that's natural. We need our time in God's word. Now the son's obedience. There's a period of time here between events in Abraham's life, as best we can tell, that leave us a window of time. A 27-year window of time, okay? So we don't know how old. He was somewhere between 10 and 37. We like to picture him as a teenager. We don't know. You know, he's quiet, so sometimes that's a teenager. But he has questions, you know, that's a teenager. I don't know. That's my best guess. We don't know how old he was. But let's look at those questions he asked in verses 7 and 8 here. And Isaac spake unto him. Abraham, his father, and said, my father, he said, here am I, my son. He said, behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? That's a good question. He didn't get a very good answer, though. God's going to provide. Okay, I've told my kids that before. You know, we don't know how things are going to work out, but we trust that God's going to do it. Most of us would have a few follow-up questions, though, if you didn't get a straight answer the first time. What do you mean? Why? Do we get that one a lot, don't we? Why? Why do we? Hey, are we going hunting? Please, are we going hunting, Dad? How? How is God going to provide? I don't see any sheep around here. Dad can't see so well anymore. Maybe he doesn't realize there. I don't see any sacrifices here. Dad, do you really know what you're doing? Are we lost? Are we there yet? You got to hear that question at some point, don't you? Well, Abraham's answer was simply passing along what God had promised him to provide. A seed, a blessing, a land, a great nation, all promises of God. Look down to verse 14. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. We would say literally, it's the Lord will see to it, which is the Lord will provide. Jehovah Jireh. It was almost like in naming that place, he was telling Isaac, I told you so. So if Isaac were to go back to that place, he would be reminded, yeah, he said God would provide. And here I am, God provided. By the way, we don't call that place Mount Moriah anymore. And I don't know that anybody ever called it Jehovah Jireh. But hundreds of years later, it got a new name. A new name that we still use often today. The name came from a building that was built on it and then replaced thousands of years ago. Well, replaced a couple times, most recently by a Muslim mosque. I'm starting to sound like Paul Harvey here. Maybe a lot of you know where I'm going with this. Mount Moriah is no longer in a wilderness. It's in the middle of busy Jerusalem. And we call it today by what it was from the time of Solomon until just after Christ. We call this place by what it will be again in the tribulation and in the millennium as we look into prophecy. This is the Temple Mount, Mount Moriah. Abraham made this sacrifice precisely where so many other sacrifices would be made once the temple was built. That scene didn't take place on Mount Calvary. That's not where the temple was built. It was nearby. But like the temple sacrifices, this was just a picture of the once for all greatest sacrifice that God's only Son. And that sacrifice stood alone on Golgotha. The other sacrifices over on the Temple Mount, Mount Moriah. Now some people see Isaac carrying the wood to be a likeness of Christ carrying the cross, but that seems to be a better picture of his carrying the burden of sin. The wood was consumed with the sacrifice, and Abraham, like our Heavenly Father, carried the fire and the knife as instruments of purification and death. But without a struggle. Again, you picture this teenager now. He had to choose to obey. He had to believe what his father believed. Dad hadn't been perfect, but he could see that God had told him, and they were obeying together. Again, we describe that God's tempting is trying in our current terms. We have, with every trial, with every difficult decision, with every knowledge of what God wants us to do, we have an opportunity to prove faith and love. But who was God giving the proof to? The proof of Abraham's devotion. Well, certainly it was to Abraham himself, and certainly it was to Isaac. What a testimony for his son, even though he was the object of this lesson. What a testimony in that obedience before his son. God didn't want Abraham to fail this test. He wanted to bless him as he did. And Abraham needed to see the connection between obedience and blessing as Isaac needed to see it and as you and I need to see it. Now, I'm not talking about health and wealth and all that for us. Our blessing, our greatest blessing, our greatest privilege is to be able to show our love for God. And when we obey, we do exactly that. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you again for the work that you've done in providing a salvation for us, that tremendous gift. Pray that you'd help each one to understand and to receive that. We thank you for this beautiful picture. I pray that that would be near and dear to our hearts as well. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
You've been listening to Strength for Today from the Bible Teaching Ministry of Pastor Doug Vick of the First Baptist Church of Durand. If you have a question or a comment about what you've heard today, call or text the church at